Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Trump suspends COVID stimulus talks. The vice presidential candidates prep for the big debate tonight in Utah. California instructs diners to wear face masks even while chewing. Gun sales surge in New York City. Musician Eddie Van Halen dies at age 65. Also ahead, will Vice President Pence go after Senator Kamala Harris tonight? But first, President Trump pausing negotiations for a potential COVID stimulus bill until after the election, saying Nancy Pelosi's plan would waste $2.4 trillion to, quote, bail out poorly run, high crime Democrat states, unquote. Republicans promoting a scaled down version that would allocate $1.6 trillion only for issues directly related to the pandemic, not a bunch of other stuff like states' voting regulations, which is now in the bill. Senator Kamala Harris and VP Mike Pence in Salt Lake City for the only vice presidential debate of 2020. The commission unveiling strict rules to avoid a potential virus outbreak, requiring the candidates to maintain 12 feet of distance. Guests and staff must take a mandatory test and wear face coverings throughout the debate. California Governor Newsom telling families in California to, quote, wear a mask in between bites when eating out in restaurants. The Golden State currently allowing some restaurants to operate at 25% capacity. There have been 16,000 COVID-related fatalities in California out of a population of more than 40 million. The number of New Yorkers purchasing firearms jumping 120% since June. The FBI now running more than 50,000 background checks in New York every month. Buyers say they're afraid of violent criminals. Legendary rock guitarist Eddie Van Halen dead at the age of 65 from throat cancer. He was a smoker. Van Halen was born in the Netherlands, moved to the USA in 62. He formed a rock band, Van Halen, as you know. And the group performed for nearly 50 years, selling more than 80 million records. In a moment, a preview of the vice presidential debate. Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Let's take a look at the two candidates debating tonight in Salt Lake City. First up, Senator Kamala Harris, nickname Mamala. She has the most liberal voting record in the Senate. Pretty impressive since Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are in the Senate. Ms. Harris was born October 20th, 1964. That means she'll turn 56 this month in Oakland, California, to immigrant parents. Mother from India, father from the island of Jamaica. Ms. Harris attended Howard University in Washington, a historically black college. She earned a law degree from the University of California. She was hired as deputy district attorney in Alameda County, California, in 1990. She became San Francisco's assistant district attorney in 1998, then the DA there in 2003. She served as attorney general of California between 2010 and 2014. In 2016, Kamala Harris was elected senator from California. Now, what her strategy will be tonight is fairly obvious. She's pretty much going to ignore Mike Pence and go after President Trump. She will go after him on pretty much everything. I don't think there's anything that Mr. Trump and Kamala Harris have in common. Now, for his part, Mike Pence is a button-down guy, but he needs to break out tonight. So let's take a look at the vice president. He was born on June 7th, 1959, 61 years old, in Columbus, Indiana. He earned degrees from Hanover College and Indiana University. Spent his early life as a self-described Catholic Democrat, but then moved towards the Republican evangelical movement in the 1980s over his staunch opposition to abortion. Mr. Pence says he voted for Jimmy Carter in 1980, but supported Ronald Reagan in 84. He launched two unsuccessful campaigns for U.S. Congress as a Republican in Indiana, but then he won, serving as a congressman from 2001 to 2013. Then he left the House and was elected governor of Indiana in 2013, serving one term. He is a very methodical man, Mike Pence. He ran Indiana pretty well, particularly economically, and he is very loyal to the president. Mr. Pence and Mr. Trump dine at least once a week, sometimes twice. Administration officials say that Mike Pence has a lot of influence in the way Donald Trump forges policy. So there you have it. The two vice presidential candidates who couldn't be more opposite in their view of the world. Again, Mike Pence has really got to go after Senator Harris as a very ardent liberal. And Ms. Harris will take her time, I'm sure, to attack President Trump and pretty much ignore Mike Pence. I will be live tweeting throughout the debate at Bill O'Reilly, at Bill O'Reilly. I am Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing a disagree. I want to hear from you, bill at BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my big best-selling book, Killing Crazy Horse. You'll learn a lot. It's fun to read. In a moment. Something you might not know.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Russian President Vladimir Putin turns 68 today. The former KGB operative has ruled his country since 1999. Here's the story of Bad Vlad, from Soviet spy to ruler of Russia. Putin was born October 7th, 1952 in Leningrad, now St. Petersburg. Vlad was the youngest of three children. His two older brothers died before his birth, one during the brutal Nazi invasion during World War II. His grandmother and two uncles were also murdered by German occupiers in the 1940s. In 1975, Putin joined the KGB as a counterintelligence agent. He moved to Moscow in 1984, then East Germany. According to Putin's official biography, during the fall of the Berlin Wall that began in November 1989, he personally burned Soviet files to prevent the West from getting to see them. In 1999, Vlad was appointed acting prime minister of the government of the Russian Federation by President Yeltsin. Boris resigned on New Year's Eve of that year, making Putin acting president. He has dominated the country ever since. Throughout his tenure, the strongman, and some say dictator, has been accused of eliminating his political opponents, allegedly poisoning some reporters with radioactive material. Since taking office, 240 members of the press have been murdered or gone missing in Russia. And you think President Trump is hard on the media? And here's something else you might not know. When Bad Vlad isn't targeting journalists or invading Ukraine, he occupies his time with some pretty strange hobbies. Putin is a massive fan of Indiana Jones. The Russian president even launched an expedition to find ancient Greek urns while diving in the Black Sea. None were ever found. Putin also tracks polar bears. Since 2010, he works with biologists every year to locate the animals in the country's vast wilderness of Siberia. Vlad's favorite band, the Beatles. He told reporters he learned to speak English by listening to the Fab Four, but he rarely speaks English in public. So happy birthday, Mr. Putin. Please don't poison me. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.